This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour, final hour, wow, of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. The whole 3 hours will be your questions. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I'm gonna circle back. I'm going to pull a Jen Psaki and circle back to this again. I played it a little bit earlier in the show. It will never stop amazing me how unafraid the FBI is of the GOP. I mean, it tells you all you need to know. Just listen to this exchange between Holly and Christopher Wray. And keep in mind, this happened today. I mean, look, I'm breaking news, basically.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
That is breaking news, Chris. Anyway, listen to this exchange and listen. Now, remember, this is today. Christopher Wray knows already that Republicans have taken over the House of Representatives. So it's not as if Christopher Wray is sitting there with Democrat House, Democrat Senate, Democrat President. Ha, ha, ha. No one can touch me. He knows Republicans have taken over the House of Representatives. Listen to this person.
The press reported shortly thereafter that the reason that the hearing had to be cut short is because you were flying on a Gulfstream jet for a personal vacation in the Adirondacks. Please tell me that's not accurate.
Senator, the hearing was not cut short from my experience. We had agreed beforehand on the time and length of it, and I was very surprised to find that any member of the committee was surprised. As to how I fly, I am required, not only permitted, but required to fly on an FBI plane wherever I go.
So you were going on vacation?
I just want to pause here real quick. You know, I've rode on a private jet twice in my life. I don't want to brag, but twice I've rode on a private jet. No, neither of them are mine. I was hitching a ride somewhere. I was going someplace. The rich guy was going. It doesn't matter what it was. Twice in my life. The first time, I've told you this before, the first time I rode on a private jet, I drove up to the plane. You drive up to the plane, I kept looking around as I'm driving out, and they kept directing me. They're like, no, just drive over by the plane. And I'm thinking, no, but I'm going to be arrested. This can't be right. So I'm looking around. I'm driving my pickup out to the plane. And I get out to the plane, throw her in park. They come running out, and they grab my bag for me, which was weird. I'm reaching in the back of my pickup to grab my bag. And they're like, no, we'll get it, Mr. Kelly. Mr. Kelly, Chris. Anyway, I get on the plane. It was a rich guy and his wife. And I get on the plane, and I sit down with him. And we're getting ready to take off. And he's like, the rich guy says, no, you know what? I forget what the name of the pilot's. Name of the pilot started with an M. It doesn't matter. Hey, pilot, hang on. I'm hungry. Jesse, you want anything from Panera Bread? He pulls up DoorDash on his phone, stops the plane for 30 minutes until DoorDash can be delivered to him on the plane. Then he closes the doors and leaves. That was a long way of me saying, one, I've been on a private plane and I'm better than you. And two, no, seriously. And two, you have complete control when it's your plane. If he wanted to stay longer, he could have. Keep that in mind for the rest of this.
I was, yes.
So you left a statutorily required oversight hearing in order to go on a personal vacation in the Adirondacks?
I took a flight to go visit my family. As had been previously arranged in conjunction with the leadership of the committee.
The ranking member, Chuck Grassley, asked you during the hearing, he said, I assume you must have other business. You said, yes. He then said, if you have a business trip, you've got your own plane, can't it wait a while? He then said, Chuck Grassley, we only just heard half an hour ago that now you have to leave. We were going to have a 7-minute round followed by a 3-minute round. I've got 7 people on my side of the aisle, that included me, who are waiting for this additional round. Is there any reason we can't accommodate them for 21 minutes? And you said you had a plane to catch. You had somewhere to go. And now we find out it was for vacation?
How unafraid are they? That's what that was today. GOP House. It's official, by the way. It's official. We have a GOP House. The GOP is in control of the House of Representatives. They're just not worried about it at all. Pretty revealing, no? Let's get to some emails. Jesse, I've written before, but this time I'll ask you not to say my name. I'm a family medicine provider with a large university hospital. Over the last few days, we've been receiving emails from our administrators warning us about critical shortage of amoxicillin, basic penicillin-like antibiotic used to treat everything from middle ear infections to strep throat to much more serious infections. Last week, my son-in-law, a radiologist, told me about a shortage of nuclear isotopes used for MRI because the only nuclear reactor producing them had been shut down. Is this the beginning of the end? Okay. Let's address this. Because I will tell you, I get tons of these emails, and I love these. I love all your emails. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. More than just the Ask Dr. Jesse emails for Friday. I love them all. Why? Because it keeps me informed. I can't see everything, even though I am the oracle. But in all seriousness, I love these. I get emails from all walks of life. Jesse, this is what I'm seeing. Jesse, we're shortages here. It helps give me some perspective. And if I can gather all that up and with my tiny brain put it into words, I can give that perspective back to you. I have heard stories like this from so many industries, from farmers who listen to the show, from truckers, I've heard from quite a few medical professionals things like this. Is this the beginning of the end, you ask? Depends on what you consider to be the end. And this is what I mean. It is probably the beginning of the end of the kind of life that you and I have grown accustomed to. And I'm not going to be doomsday about this here. I'm really not. But what I mean is, we have never had enough perspective as Americans just how wealthy we are and how plentiful everything is around us. Now, we can't possibly have that perspective because we were born here. If you were born here. I know we have a bunch of people who were born other places and listen to the show. They're nodding their head right now like, yeah, you're right, you daggone well didn't. But if you're an American like me, it's never hit me. It's never struck me at all that when I walk in a grocery store, I can walk in a grocery store in Toronto, Ohio, where I was born, in Bozeman, Montana, where I moved to, in the Marine Corps base, 29 Palms. I can walk in a grocery store in Tucson, in D.C., in Texas, in New York. And every single time in my 41 years I've walked into a grocery store, everything's been there. It's just there's always stuff. I need new tires on my car. I go down to the tire shop and pick out the kind of tires I want. And of course they have them right there. They pick them out. They put the new tires on my car. You, me, we dentist office time. Hey, got to get a teeth cleaning. Me and the kids. You make an appointment and the dentist has always had everything he's needed. All the tools, everything, the little weird paste thing that really tastes funny. He's always had everything he's needed to clean your teeth. Cars. The wife's car, I've told you, it's a 2014. It's getting up there. It's starting to get old enough that we're having some problems and having to spend some money. So we finally said the other day, hey, I've heard there are supply chain problems, man. Hey, we need to start looking into a car now because it may be a year or two before we get it. Okay, yes. We went down, found a car she liked, grocery getter SUV. 2 years. I will take physical possession of that car for 2 years. In 2 years. I bought and sold a few cars in my life. They were all there that day. In fact, I don't think I've ever waited a day. I don't think I've ever waited a day for one. That life that we've always lived, it's not as if it's going to turn into some Mad Max, nuclear hellscape tomorrow. I'm not saying that. But that life that we've always lived is probably coming to an end. That's part of living in a late stage republic, as we are, as the pillars that we've talked about so many times, the pillars that hold up our society, as the pillars begin to crumble and crack, there's going to be a change in standard of living. It just is. Empires rise and fall. If you're the Mongol Empire, you started out on the Asian steppe eating the raw guts of anything you killed because it was that precious, and wearing mouse skins that you'd sewn together. And eventually, you found yourself luxuriating in a palace in Chinese silks. And then eventually after that, right back to the steppe you go with the guts and everything else. That's the way societies go. Just because we've lived our lives on the high points doesn't mean there aren't going to be low ones. We just happen to be the people who are going to start experiencing some of the low ones. Not the end of the world, but we're just going to start seeing a reduction in the standard of living. So, there. How about that? That makes you feel good. Now, don't worry. We have more emails, and I'm going to talk about this, oh, gosh, horrible trans story. Yikes. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The weekend's almost here. I can smell it, baby. It's almost here. Now, let's get to a couple things. Let's get to a couple more emails before we get to this horrible trans. This stuff's terrible. A couple emails that I'll pair up. Oracle, my prediction, Trump will lose the primary, but in his pride will run as an independent, fracturing the Republican Party and allowing a Democrat to win. That's what he says. Next guy says, Jesse, I agree Trump would not endorse any Democrat for president if he lost to Heavy D in the primary. Do you think he would threaten the nuclear option during the primary, being that he would threaten a third party run if he wasn't the Republican candidate who would guarantee a Dem win? I don't think he would actually run third party, but might threaten it enough to guarantee a primary win. Okay, I've had a few of these from Heavy D fans the past couple days. I understand what you're saying. This is the concern with Heavy D fans right now. If Heavy D runs and if he beats Trump, and both those things are possible, right? I wouldn't handicap a race this early anyway, but they're certainly both possible. If Heavy D runs and he beats Trump, does Trump turn around and run as an independent and virtually doom the Republican? It would be a guaranteed loss. A Democrat would win. I think that's flatly ridiculous. And this is why I say this. Look, I'll come from both perspectives on it. One, I argue Trump wouldn't do that because, and Heavy D fans will yell at me about this, I'm sure. But yes, obviously Trump can be selfish. We all can. Donald Trump loves the country. Remember, maybe you're mad at Trump. Maybe you're off the Trump train, and that's totally fine. Remember, I'm on team me. I'm not on team Trump. I'm not on team Heavy D, so I ain't judging. I don't care who you vote for. But maybe you're off of it. Maybe you're sick of it. He's blowhard, whatever. All the stuff you email me, all that stuff's fine. Donald Trump didn't have to run for president. Donald Trump had an incredible life before he ran for president. Donald Trump does love America, and his entire business career, even back when he was a registered Democrat, Donald Trump would regularly go on television, go on news shows, and talk about what was best for America. This would be better for America. We have to change trade here. We have to change that here. Donald Trump didn't just start having ideas and expressing ideas that he thought were best for America when he decided to run for office. Donald Trump does love the country. He does love the country, so I say that's ridiculous. But maybe you're sitting there in the Heavy D camp right now, and you're saying, Jesse, you're a nut job. He's so selfish. He would never. All he cares about is himself and all these other things. Okay, you know what? Why don't I do this? Why don't I give you that? I'll just give you that real quick for the sake of this argument. Let's say you're right. Let's say he only cares about him, and it's all Trump all the time, and this and that. If Donald Trump does run against Heavy D in this primary, which is still an if. I say they are, but I don't know that yet for a fact. But if he does, and if he loses, and you're one of these Heavy D fans who thinks Donald Trump is basically the selfish Antichrist at this point in time, let me tell you another reason why he wouldn't run independent. He wouldn't do this. In fact, I argue he will not only endorse his primary opponent who beat him, which would probably be Heavy D. No one else could beat Trump but Heavy D anyway. Okay, so not only do I say he would endorse Heavy D, I say he would have at least one rally on his behalf. Why? Because let's fast forward. Let's be a little forward thinking about this. Donald Trump runs, loses. Okay, so he was he came out of nowhere, won it all in 2016, has just this huge fan base of MAGA supporters out there, and then gets his presidency kneecapped, and all that was terrible. And then they went after him after the presidency, which is a horrible injustice. And then he's lost momentum, right? He's lost momentum. They kept kneecapping him as president. Now they're harassing him legally. Then let's say this primary ends and Donald Trump has lost. If you're a wealthy former president of the United States of America and it's election night, it's primary night, and you see that it's over, you've lost. Even if I give you, well, it's the most selfish thing, even if I agree with that, you're going to sit there in that moment in your 70s, keep in mind, late 70s. You're going to be there in your late 70s, and you're going to do what old men do. And I know this because I talk to many, many, many old men because they give me wisdom. And I like having an old man's perspective on life. You're going to take an assessment of your life, and you're going to take an assessment of your legacy. He will. If he loses that primary, okay, then it's been, since that high of getting elected in 2016, it's been just downhill from there. Everything just gone to crap on him. If he was to do something like run as an independent and guarantee a Heavy D loss in the general, his name would be spoken with scorn for ages. He would be a Judas in the minds of people who've adored him. Not all of them, but most of them. He would be viewed as a Judas. But if he sucked it up, stood up on stage, even if he didn't want to, put a MAGA hat on Heavy D, and said, hey, tough primary, this is the guy now. And I want all my backers to back him, and this is the guy now. Even the Trump haters, even people who've become Trump haters, his former supporters who he's lost, and now they're Trump haters, that would be enough for them to say, you know what? Yeah. Thank you, Donald. That would be enough. Even if you hate Trump and think he's a selfish jerk, that's why he won't do it. I say he won't do it because I believe he loves the country anyway. But even if you disagree with that, what I just said is 100% true. He will assess his legacy and he would not go out like that. Obviously I could be proven wrong. I don't think I am. Now, let's talk about that afternoon cup of coffee you keep needing. You know why? I see you yawning, Chris. Have you not been taking your male vitality stack? As soon as I said that, Chris just took a yawn. Chris, do we need to get you a subscription, a male vitality stack subscription to Truck? Chris, they're 35% off right now. You want more energy? Natural herbal supplements, Chris. Hey, you just got married. 20% increase to your testosterone in 90 days, my friend. Have some little Jewish kids running around there. Subscriptions are 35% off. Male vitality stack, fellas. Female vitality stack. Get the lit powder. Pour that in your smoothies in the morning or a glass of milk or whatever. Get those vitamins and minerals in you. How you feel throughout the day is amazingly better. 90 days. Give me 90 days. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off. Chalk.com, promo Jesse.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We are so close to Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I can feel it. I can feel it in the air. Or no, is it smell it in the air or feel it in the air, Chris? I think it's smelling in the air. Yeah, feel it. Didn't make. Wait a minute. I can feel air. I can. Look, the air is blowing in the studio right now. I can feel air. You can feel and smell air. I can taste air, Chris. Yeah, I can. I can. Although, yeah, I remember I told you I was going home for the wife was making the shrimp fried rice last night. Remember that? I did what I always do this. I always eat when it's still way too hot and I can't help myself. And I am actually playing hurt tonight. The end of my tongue is basically numb. I've felt my tongue isn't working right. I do this all the time. She makes this berry cobbler. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's this berry cobbler. You know what cobbler is, obviously. Only on top, instead of a normal cobbler top, it has a sugar cookie top on it. So there are sugar cookies on top of the cobbler. So she makes this berry cobbler. What, Chris? Chris, can you let me finish? Can you let me finish? He just interrupted me to say, top it with ice cream for the heat. On top of her cobbler, she makes homemade ice cream, which you would have found out if you'd shut up for 30 seconds, Chris. Anyway, on top of the cobbler, she makes homemade vanilla ice cream, and I pour it on there. Now, you would think to yourself, wow, homemade ice cream. That must cancel all the heat out. It normally would, except not when it comes right out of the oven. Right out of the oven. When basically you can look and you can see the fruit juices in there bubbling up. It's still boiling. It's essentially the temperature of the center of the earth. That's what it is. And I look and then my mouth starts watering and I can't help myself. And I dig in because I have impulse control problems. And it hurts me. And I hurt myself on some shrimp last night. Not going to lie. It hurt. A federal judge in Texas has ruled that the Biden administration cannot redefine sex-based discrimination in statutes to force doctors to perform gender transition procedures against their will. One, obviously that's a good little win for us. Two, did you know that that's what they were trying to do? Can you believe how evil all this stuff has gotten? And how this slippery slope, man, it was even slicker than those of us who were warning about it believed. How long did you live your life, or have I lived my life? Live and let live, man. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do. And before you know it, the federal government is forcing doctors to cut people's penises off at the risk of losing their licenses. Honestly, we're Nero's Rome at this point in time. It has gotten that bad in this country. It's wild. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, I grew up in a Democrat household. I was lucky to come of age during the Ronald Reagan years, was always a proud American. My grandparents on both sides were a tad bit on the right. Does this mean the next generation may bring hope after the ravages of all this leftness, or do we have to live through way more hardship before we can turn the tide? Thanks, I love your show. But I want you to know something. I get a lot of emails to this show that bless me to no end about ways, you know, that your life has been touched in some way by all the dumb stuff we do here. And I like all those. But there's nothing that blesses me like the emails kids send in. Jesse, I'm 7. I listen every night. Jesse, I'm 13. I listen with my dad every night. Jesse, I'm 10. I listen. And what it's told me is, and I've seen more evidence of this out there, is the next generation, are there going to be a bunch of people in the next generation who are just mentally ill, lost turds? Yeah, there's no question about that. But I'm telling you now, the kids now, people who are children now, there's going to be a hardcore group of anti-communist freedom fighters in there that are going to be far superior to anything we have today because of all the insanity they see now. Like my sons are 12 and 14, and look, we obviously don't put them in government schools, and they don't just get to sit and drone out on TV all day and things like that, but my kids are very aware of what goes on in the world. The wife will have the news on in the background. The friends are talking about it at school. We will give them some screen time, and they'll see videos and things like that, so they'll be on YouTube watching a funny video, and then boom, get some Black Lives Matter ad in the middle of it, so they're very aware of the world. My sons are disgusted by the state of the planet. It's wonderful to hear them talk about it. If anything, they talk about it so much, it makes the wife uncomfortable because she just wants them to be happy little boys, right? They'll come downstairs immediately. Dad, Look at this crap I just had to see. Look at this garbage. Oh, look what they said on the news, Dad. I know they're lying. And I'm just sitting there, my heart's just swelling up with pride. But that's what will happen to this next generation as everything around them gets more dishonest and corrupt and disgusting. It will harden them. It will harden them, and it's going to be awesome. Like, there is a generation of people coming. They're going to be great. They're going to be. If you're a kid right now and you're parked and you're sitting and you're looking at all the filth out there, and instead of going along with it, you're disgusted by it and you want to change, and you, that kid's going to be money, man. That kid's going to be way better than any of the rest of us, all right? Dear Jesse, I heard John ambushed you on the streets of Nashville while you were on your way to grab lunch. First off, I apologize for his rudeness and not inviting you to grab a taco with him. He's still working on the Southern hospitality thing. I need to rehash a couple of things here. When I was in Nashville, was that last week, Chris? Last week I was in Nashville and I was starving. And I finally got done with my last meeting with the suits, and they didn't have any decent food up there. And so I just took off. I didn't even get in a car. I just took off walking through Nashville wanting to find something to eat. And I'm cruising, and a guy, John, obviously is his name, comes running up to me on the side. Well, not running. He comes walking up to me on the sidewalk, holds up his phone, and he's got my podcast on it. And it's you. And I said, yeah, it's me. And I was sitting there gabbing with him. It's actually worse than that, by the way. I'm speaking to the wife here. The wife wrote in on his behalf. It's actually worse than that. You should know. She didn't say I can use her name, so I'm not going to. It's worse than that, lady. Not only did he not invite me in to grab a taco with him, I basically invited him to come get lunch with me. We were just sitting there gabbing about, because they had moved from New Jersey down to Nashville. And I said, have you, I actually asked him, I said, have you eaten? And you could tell, like, it didn't get, I don't think he understood. I was saying, dude, you want to go get a beer and a slice of pizza or something like that? You guys can come up and talk to me. I'm just a normal person. And it totally, it went right by him. So you can tell John, one, congratulations on the move. Two, why didn't he have lunch with me? What, Chris? He probably was intimidated by my greatness. That's a good point. I forget about sometimes, Chris, the aura. I probably give up. Anyway, she goes on to say, remember how I told you, I came on the radio when I told you their taxes got cut in half? She put a bunch of things in there, but she basically said, clarification, our taxes decreased by 80%. Mortgage decreased by $1,000 a month, and their house doubled in size. Doubled in size. I'm telling you, I can read these till the cows come home. Email after email after email after email of people describing how they made the move. They took that big scary chance. And by the way, she says in that email, we left all these family and friends up there and they all think we're insane. And she just goes on to describe how it's the greatest thing they've ever done. I know it's scary. If it's possible, and I realize it's not possible for everybody. I'm not naive. With work and relatives and taking care of a sick mom, I know. If it's possible, move, man. There is a better life out there for you, and it's just over the horizon, all right? It's one move away, and moving's expensive and scary and stuff's crazy, and what am I going to do? And I know all this because I have done it. In fact, I've done it multiple times. I've done it once without a job, so don't tell me scary. I know scary. I know it. Man, at the back end, though, you might just find yourself with a life you never even knew existed out there, and a cheaper life as well. Now, let's do keep in mind as we come up on the holiday season, let's keep in mind widows and orphans out there, widows and orphans who have to have Christmas without dad, without mom. So I'm gonna read something to you. Maggie Bilyeu is her name. She was 26 years old. She was deployed to Afghanistan in 2015. A few months later, she was struck by a suicide bomber. She did not die, thankfully, but has permanent life-changing injuries. Do you know what Tunnel to Towers did for Maggie and her family? You know what they did for her for the holidays? They gave her a smart home. The smart homes that accommodate the specific injury of the catastrophically injured veteran, and they don't waste your money. When you give money to Tunnel to Towers, it goes to widows, orphans. It goes to catastrophically injured veterans, especially now, the Christmas season. Now's the time, man. Give, all right? Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. Now's the time to give back. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we're sailing off into the sunset. Only that's not really true. I'll actually be right back here tomorrow doing the show once again on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. If you want to ask me, Jesse, how did you get the power to predict the future? I might even tell you that. I mean, this was me on November 7th. Did you see today, Chris? Gosh, I saw this and it was just, it's just so Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi came out today and she said the Pelosi attack may come into play when she's making her decision about retirement. You watch. Nancy Pelosi won't be able to take not being Speaker of the House. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Nancy Pelosi, after the election, she will retire. That was Jesse the Oracle Kelly on November 7th. What, Chris? This is Nancy Pelosi today.
This I will continue to do as a member of the House, speaking for the people of San Francisco, serving the great state of California, and defending our Constitution. And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress. For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are...
Yeah. We don't have to hear the whole thing from Grandma Vodka. Who called it, Chris? Who called it? I called it. Oh, I didn't play this either. Republicans got in right away and going after Hunter.
We are releasing a report today that details what we have uncovered. We are also sending letters to the Biden administration officials and Biden family associates renewing our request for voluntary production of documents relevant to this investigation. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes. National security interests require the committee conduct investigation, and we will pursue all avenues that have long been ignored. Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the president's family. These include conspiracy or defrauding the United States, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act.
Wow, this is getting ugly.
Tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The Biden family's business dealings implicate a wide range of criminality from human trafficking to potential violations of the Constitution. In the 118th Congress, this committee will evaluate the status of Joe Biden's relationship with his family's foreign partners and whether he is a president who is compromised or swayed by foreign dollars and influence. I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, and that's where the committee will focus in this next Congress.
That's great news, Chris. Chris keeps asking if they're going to do anything. Probably not. It's still the low-T GOP, but... exposing it has some value. Don't. Why do you have to pee in my Cheerios? I think that's a cool thing. I want investigations. Besides, at least we're finally doing them. They do them all the time. They specialize in this stuff. At least we're returning fire for once. Gosh. You know what, Chris? Maybe you're not even coming to Israel. That's not true. Chris is coming to Israel. If you want to know if Jewish producer Chris is real, you have to go to Israel. Everyone thinks he's fake. I guess you'll find out in Israel. Maybe he'll be there. Maybe he won't be there. Michael will be there. Michael's real. I'm real. The wife's real. My kids are real. We'll all be there. Sister's real. She's coming along. I actually had a conversation with my sister, Mickey, last night. And she said, do you think people are going to want to talk to me? And I said, yeah, Mick, I think people are going to want to talk to you. And she wasn't complaining. She just wasn't sure if anyone wanted to talk. I said, I don't think you'll be lonely on the Jesse Kelly Show trip through the Holy Land. Anyway, 10 days in Israel, 10 days. We're going to geek out on everything you can imagine. Jerusalem, Masada, Bethlehem. We're floating on the Dead Sea. It's just us, the Jesse Kelly Show family. If you want to come, book it. And book it soon because trips, they're filling up, okay? July 17th through the 26th. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. All right? Or call 877-234-3022. 3002. Might be a good gift for Christmas for the wife, fellas. And I bring this up because one of my buddies actually just surprised his wife with it last weekend, and she started crying and gave him a hug. Honey, we're going to go along. So ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Now, we have some headlines here. I'm on it.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
White House asks Congress for more than $37 billion in new Ukraine aid. We are now spending more in Ukraine than we spent in Afghanistan. Look, it really doesn't matter what you think about this. We're on the brink of collapse here. We're on the brink of a severe recession in this country. Do these people understand how little appetite there's going to be for this when the American people can't afford groceries? What, Chris? Well, Russia can't declare war on us. Not yet. Not overtly. Credit card balances jump 15%, highest leap in over 20 years as Americans fall deeper in debt. Oh, gosh. All this is terrible. DHS is helping TikTok import countless foreign workers. It's very odd how the Department of Homeland Security is working hand in hand by working hand in hand with a Chinese spyware company. You know that TikTok is Chinese spyware, right? They're collecting all of your data, all of it. They're collecting your data, and it now belongs to the Communist Party of China, and they're our number one geopolitical foe, and yet our DHS is working hand in hand with them. Something doesn't seem quite right. Just 5% of COVID vaccine trials had proper FDA oversight. Why do we have an FDA again? We have the FDA official on camera saying these pharmaceutical companies, the food companies, they bribe us to approve their products. That's what they do. So why do we have an FDA? San Francisco launches guaranteed income program for transgender community. It is wild to see how crazy this country has gotten so fast. Harvard student group screens pornographic film and hosts a striptease workshop. That's just a little something to keep in your back pocket for the next time your neighbor comes over and says, "Hey, I'm so proud of Aiden. He got into Harvard." FDA clears lab-grown meat for human consumption. Do not eat lab-grown meat. Okay? Eat natural meat. Do not eat lab-grown meat. Trust me on that. A Gandhi statue was toppled in Queens, but was it a hate crime? Who cares? Oops, fired Facebook employees took bribes to hijack user accounts, okay? Who will replace Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House? Hakeem Jeffries is going to be the one who replaces her. I guarantee it, because she's already thrown her weight behind Hakeem Jeffries. In case you were wondering, yes, he's an insane person, and the next leader of the Democrats in the House is going to somehow be worse than Grandma Vodka. Now, you know what's great? That you can email me your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours. It's me answering you. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.